Today on Deeply Shallow, episode 22.
We're talking TV, put on your comfy pants.
What's going on?
I got a vent.
Ooh, start from the beginning. Tell me everything. What were you wearing? Welcome to your new obsession, Deeply Shallow.
In a world where 90% of social media is only 10% of actual life, we're here to chat about the real, relatable, and completely unpostworthy parts of it.
We are bringing out the fun and dysfunctional. We're talking family, relationships, and mental health with an irreverent spin and absolutely no judgment.
We're here with a blunt, sometimes harsh, and occasionally controversial edge that will leave you saying,
"Breach."
Yes.
It's Deeply Shallow, real and unapologetic.
We're all in this together.
Listener discretion advised. What's going on, Shallow Squad? Welcome to Deeply Shallow with Matt and Tara. Whether you are feeling deep or you are feeling shallow, you have come to the right place. I am your host, Tara, along always with my co-host. I put all of his favorite things in a gangster name generator, and the best it could come up with was Wags Wags Woo, Mr. Matt Hanley.
Okay, what is so funny is as you were asking me these random questions, I specifically said, are you going to come up with my stripper name?
Stripper name, yeah. And what was so funny is, so it asks the most random questions, you guys. So it asks like his favorite TV character, something he found pleasant, like a childhood pet. And so I was like, okay, well, I need to put in some of these. That way he doesn't like maybe catch on. But of course he did right away. And he's like, is this my stripper name? And I was like, well, you just told me your favorite TV character is Wags from Billions. So I hope not.
Yes. So you know the ones I'm talking about, though, where it's like, you know, the last thing you ate plus the color of your underwear is like, yes, your stripper name.
Yeah.
So it's Wags.
And I think I said gangster name. Really, it's rapper name. That's what I meant to say.
Your rapper name.
But I mean, the odds of you being a gangster or a rapper are like still really.
What was it? Wags Wags Woo?
Wags Wags Woo.
I mean, it's not the worst.
Some honorable mentions were like Ol' Hanley, which that's, I did enjoy that.
That's a little bit more.
Mata Mata H, which like, I'm not even sure what that's about. And then Wine Belford. Because I put in...
Oh, Jordan Belfort.
Yeah, it asked for a criminal, so I put in Jordan Belfort. Because obviously you'd go to jail for a white-collar crime.
Of course. So. Soft like butter.
Exactly.
That's funny. Okay, Tara, as always, we like to get our show started with our mental health check-in.
Yes, so, please.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where are you at today?
Okay, so have you ever had one of those days where every single thing goes wrong and it's like your mental health is taking a dip, but then shit just keeps going wrong and it turns out to be kind of funny?
Yes.
Okay, that's the kind of morning I've had.
The twilight zone.
Yes. So my alarm just did not go off, which I have no idea why.
That is unusual for you because, I mean, normally you're up pretty pronto.
Like, yes.
You got a busy morning, so you normally have it scheduled out.
So Hub is out of town. He's at an interview.
Yeah.
And B also didn't wake up.
Yeah.
So you would think I have a small child in the house, like an extra right. 9 o'clock. No, I woke her up. I woke up at 7:30. I had her up at 7:50. Who knows how late she would have slept. So that already kind of started my morning off rough. And so then I am pumping gas like an hour later.
Yeah.
And I, you know, start the gas going, grab a drink, come back. And I'm texting and not paying attention. And there's a million things going on. And I get my car, drive away, gas pump still in my car.
And what you said that the gas pump did not actually come off.
It didn't. It pulled. Thank God it didn't.
Well, they have those like safety releases like on the pump.
Okay.
Like, on the hose or whatever.
Sure.
Like so that you don't like take the whole gas station, you know.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, thank God it didn't break. It like hit the cement pretty hard. And I just like kind of looked around, made sure there was no damage. And I was like, OK, bye. Like, I'm out of here.
Did you get out and put it back like in the.
Yeah, of course. I wasn't just, I'm not a monster. I'm not just going to damage things and leave them on the ground.
Well, you have been known to be, you know, no longer welcome at some establishments, some gas station establishments.
Ha 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 ha. Let's see if you really want to go there with me, Matt Hanley. Anyway. So I left there. I was dropping something off. I get to the place I need to drop it off. Cannot find this thing. I searched my car for 20 minutes. It was under my seat.
In the tussle with the gas pump. It
right.
found its way under the seat.
So I was just like,
wow.
Okay, what is happening today? And so I started off kind of in a bad mood, but now I'm kind of like, All right. Anything else? Like, let's just get it out of the way. So weirdly, I'm good. I'm like at an eight. I don't know. I'm good.
At an eight.
So anyway, what about you?
I'm a mixed bag today.
Okay.
But I'm really excited about our topic today.
You do love this shit.
So I'm gonna go with probably like a 7.5.
Okay, that's a lot higher than I was expecting.
But I know that this is gonna be fun.
Yeah, this is gonna be a really good time. You wanna tell them what it is, since it's kind of your baby?
So today we are going to talk about all things television.
That's right.
We're gonna talk streaming, we're gonna talk favorite shows, binge watching,
which is kind of my specialty.
If you could be a professional binge watcher,
oh my gosh, that would be so successful.
That would be your dream job.
You know what is so funny that we're recording this today? I literally binged watched a show last night.
Last night.
There's this new docuseries on Netflix called Cheer.
Right. I did see I saw you post it on or shared it on Facebook.
Right. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to watch one episode before I go to bed. 6 episodes later, at about 3:30, I was like, all right, got about an hour and a half left in bed.
So tell the listeners, for those who are not up on the times, where all do you binge watch from? Like, what platforms do you currently subscribe to? Because you do not have cable.
No, I don't have cable. I haven't had cable in so long. So I have Netflix,
when was the last
Hulu.
Time you had cable? College?
We lived in New York.
You had cable in New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is like crazy, because that's when we were the most poor. Yeah. We're like, hey, let's get cable. Like, yes, we were idiots. So, I mean, that had to be 6 years ago.
Okay. So for the last 6 years, you have just been doing streaming only.
Streaming
services.
Only. Yeah. Okay. I have Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime. And then, I mean, we've talked about how I love to freeload. So if there is a show, I'm not really into network TV, but if for some reason there is a show I want to watch, I'll just like call up my mom and dad, you and Banana,
get somebody
our friends
login.
Zach and Casey, like, yo, can I get your login? I need to watch the show. So, I mean, it's working out really well for me. So
which is your favorite?
Netflix, for sure.
Netflix is?
Yeah, Netflix.
I've got to tell you, Amazon Prime is coming on strong.
It's getting you into it. Yes. I mean, Amazon Prime has one of my desert island TV shows that we're going to talk about later.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm there for it.
Right.
But the one I do daily.
Yeah.
Netflix is my boo.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so let's kind of get into it.
Okay.
So you are kind of our resident housewife, reality show, network.
Yes.
TV connoisseur.
Correct. I have a very serious job.
You do, actually.
It's not life or death or anything, but it's a grind sometimes.
Yeah.
So when I come home, like, I want some mindless, like, reality TV, trash television.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I want all of it just to chill, just unwind.
Yeah.
And I watched The Housewives years ago when the actual original Orange County came out.
Okay.
This has been, how many seasons has that been on now? Probably
gosh,
10 or 12?
Like 10, yeah.
Okay. So I remember the first season of Orange County. Then I kind of took a hiatus, but then when the Banana and I got together, I mean, she's all about the Housewives.
Oh, yeah, she loves them.
So we celebrate all the franchises.
Yes, you do. I mean, equal opportunity.
Yeah. I mean,
even Potomac?
The Potomac's actually one of our favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I probably have seen, I'm not a Housewife person.
Yeah.
But I have probably seen an episode here and there from every place except Potomac, probably.
Really? Well, it's good. It's got a nice cast of characters, and I will tell you, Andy Cohen is a genius. The guy who isn't he the executive producer on all of these?
I think so. Okay. Yeah, and he's the face of Bravo. I mean,
is the network? But he is a genius because their ability to get a cast where you have a villain, you've got, you know, someone they feel sorry for. You've got the, you know, popular person. You've got the person in, you know, some type of dramatic situation where they'll have some season miss, you know, have some that. But I mean, by and large, man, they find this cast of characters to go on these shows.
Right.
And because a lot of these people are pretty successful.
Okay.
In real life.
So let me ask you, if you were on a house husband's show, who would you be? Would you be the villain? Would you be the one everyone feels sorry for?
We can stop there.
The popular one. Where do you think you would fall?
Probably the one that everyone feels sorry for. Like, wow.
Poor guy married to that crazy, that crazy lady.
That crazy lady in the banana suit over there. How does he do it every day?
For sure. Okay, so I have a little surprise for you because I know you're in the housewife realm.
Okay.
I have a little quz for you.
Oh, no.
Yes. Okay. It's a Real Housewives quz.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. I'm not going to know any of these answers either. So.
What do you, but you don't have the answers?
Well, as you go through it, it'll tell you the answers.
Oh, okay. All right.
How many total installments are there of the Real Housewives franchise?
Okay. So there is Atlantic, Potomac.
Atlantic Ocean? Even I know it's Atlanta. Come on. I'm not feeling good about this quiz for you.
Okay. Atlanta, Potomac, Orange County, Beverly Hills, New York City, New Jersey, Dallas. That's 7.
Okay. Your options are 20, 12, 12, 16.
20, 12, and 16?
Yeah.
There's not that many friends. Oh, is this mean each season has so many episodes?
I don't know. I read you the question.
I'm going to go with 12.
12. All right. Let's see. The answer is 20.
All right.
Do you think that's wrong? Do you think maybe this is a bad quiz?
Well, go on to the next question. Okay. Let's see if it's...
Which one of these housewives did not have a singing career? Gretchen? Do you need last names?
No.
Or do you know these bitches first name basis? Giselle, Luann, or Cherie?
Wow. Golly, I'm inclined to say Giselle, but who? Read it to me again.
Gretchen, Giselle, Luann, and Cherie.
Okay, so we know Luann. I'm almost positive Gretchen did. Giselle very well could have. Okay, I'm going to go with the last one. Who's last?
Cherie.
I'm going to go with Cherie.
The answer was Giselle. You should have gone with your gut. Should have gone with your gut.
This is so disappointing.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry. There's still plenty of time. Which housewife claimed she was engaged 19 times?
19 times.
Oh, this.
This is going to be Danielle Staub.
I didn't even have to read the choices. That is correct, sir. That is correct.
Do you not remember the famous, that was in the probably the most famous housewife episode where Teresa
throws the table.
Throws the table, yeah. Puts the table over. Because I think that's part of what she said.
That's like the clip heard around the world.
Yes, yeah, that is.
I think that put Housewives on the map.
Yeah.
All right. Which housewife has been married the longest? Lisa Vanderpump, Kim Fields, Brandi Redmond, Alex McCord.
Man, I really have to think it's going to be Vanderpump.
Correct.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
She's also the oldest of that group by a long shot.
Wow. I'm sure she really appreciates you throwing that out there for everyone.
Do you know Kim Fields was Trudy in... Facts of Life?
I did not.
I think that's right. Yeah. Still probably before your time.
Probably so. What year did Real Housewives of Orange County air?
Oh.
04, 06, 07, 2010.
04, 06. Those are the first two?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's between 04 and 06. I'm going to say 04.
2006.
Okay. So
you were close.
So that's So that means it's been on 13 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
There's not a lot of shows that can make it 13 years.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a weird question. What prosthetic part did Aviva Drescher throw on Real Housewives of New York? Prosthetic, like, body part?
I think it was leg. Didn't she have a fake leg?
Leg is the answer.
Yeah. Is she the one that had the prosthetic leg?
Again, asking the wrong person with that.
I think she did. Okay, I'm rallying here. Okay.
Which housewife got divorced, then remarried her ex-husband? Luann, Emily Simpson, Danielle Staub, NeNe Leakes.
NeNe Leakes.
Ding, ding.
Is that Emily from?
It says Orange County.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's new. Relatively new.
All right.
2 or 3 seasons.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
This quiz seems like it would go on a while.
Yeah. But the reason I love Housewives so much, and Alex, what was her last name? Alex McCord?
Yeah.
They were one of the most interesting characters because it was kind of a role reversal from the traditional housewife. She worked. She was like an executive.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed home with the kids. Man, they had some bad kids. I mean, some really bad.
That's
kids.
What happens when you leave a man.
Just banshees.
All right. What would you say is your favorite franchise? I want to ask you a question out of your favorite one.
Because
Luann's your favorite.
Well, she was. She's definitely lost that. That crown is tarnished with her. She's such a pain now. I would have to say New York is probably my favorite. Just because of the city.
Okay. All right. So here we go. This is going to be your last question.
All right.
About how much did the stars make on the first season of The Real Housewives of New York? $7,000, $9,000, $15,000, $20,000.
On the first season of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pay a lot in New York, I would think. I'm going to go with 15.
Seven.
What?
Yes.
There is no
way.
That
just goes to show you that people are so desperate to be on TV.
Wow.
That they will act a fool for next to nothing.
$7,000. That's, wow. That is really surprising.
Yeah. Well, I think you did pretty good.
Yes.
Those were hard questions.
Yes. I started out a little rocky, but came on strong.
Yeah, you did.
So what reality shows do you check out?
So I like Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm not into The Bachelor. What is the difference between Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise?
Bachelor,
it's the same franchise.
Paradise,
right?
Yes, it's the same franchise, show. But it's all the rejects from all the losers from The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. They go off to a island in Mexico.
Whoa!
And I'll try to get engaged in 4 weeks, and it's such a hot mess.
I can only imagine.
It. And the best part is I never know any of these characters, mm-hmm. so I don't have any preconceived notions about anyone.
You didn't watch them on The Bachelor.
Yeah, because I don't really watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I watched JoJo's season because she's really cool, but other than that, I've just had no interest.
Okay. All right.
But I really like Bachelor in Paradise. It's hilarious.
Do you have any other reality shows that you're...
I'm trying to think. I feel like that's really the only reality show I watch.
Let me take it back for you. The first reality show that I remember watching, I'd have to look and see when this came on, was Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
No, I remember that being on, but I was young and there's no way my parents would have let me watch that.
And I could be wrong. There could have been other kind of celebrity reality shows before that. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. sure there was Real World, and that kind of stuff. But yeah, that was where it all started. That's where I got hooked.
I watched one season of a reality show many years ago called Married at First Sight.
Yes, it's still on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still on.
Okay, shit is wild.
Yeah, it and 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah, those shows are still going.
That's crazy to me.
Okay, so Real World on MTV was probably, that actually was probably the first reality show kind of format.
Okay.
Did you know that Cameron, that's on Southern Charm, was also on Real World?
Really?
On MTV?
That's interesting.
Do you remember, did you watch MTV growing up at all? Yeah. Well, MTV went through a phase. So obviously in the beginning, it was all music videos and, countdowns and all that stuff. And then they started with the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's where Carson Daly got his start, was on MTV.
Okay,
Total Request Live and all that.
I remember.
And then, then went into the shows. But yeah, Cameron from Southern Charm, she was on Real World.
That is so weird because I wouldn't even really expect her to be on a reality show at all. And mm-hmm. so the fact she's been on two is that makes me be second guess.
That makes me think that also she may be part of that show, as far as the production.
She
may have actually brought that idea to Bravo.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
All right. So moving on from reality TV.
Yes. Okay. I hate to do it, but we can.
Gotta
keep it moving, people.
Is there any show? I'm a huge binger. That's my jam.
Yes.
Have you ever binged a show start to finish one sitting?
Okay. I've never been able to binge to the level you have.
Okay.
I can binge several episodes, but I can't binge two seasons in a day.
Okay. You can't bring yourself to do it.
Well,
that's probably because you're a responsible adult.
No, the thing is though, your ability, let's give an example. Let's take Turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Turn is a show on Netflix, for those of you who don't know, who that Tara recommended to me. She was like, you got to watch it.
I was binging that a few podcasts back, right around Halloween.
Yeah. So Tara was like, you got to get into this. This show is about George Washington's spies during the Revolutionary War. This show is so graphic and is so hard to follow. The fact that you could watch episode, I was exhausted
it
after watching
two episodes. It is a very complex show, but I love that. I like shows that make me think and the characters are very...
But you don't get exhausted?
Getting exhausted sitting on my ass watching TV? No.
No mental exhaustion for you?
No. My only mental exhaustion is when my daughter bosses me around. That's the only time I'm mentally exhausted. Or
every day.
Or dealing with some of my cheer moms. Other than that, I'm not really too mentally exhausted.
But you are a binger.
Yes. And speaking of cheer, Cheer was the show I binged.
Yes, right.
And it was well worth the 3 a.m.
So how many episodes? So this is like one season. How many episodes was it?
Six episodes.
So like how long did it take you to watch all
this? I think they were... I started probably when B went to bed, and I mean, had to be past three. So like 8 to 3. 7 hours. That's kind of, that kind of makes me feel bad when I think about that.
But you're also the same person who can do that with a book too. You can read, like you can stay up all night reading.
Yes.
Like until you finish the book.
Yeah. I so rarely now can just stop myself reading. I mean,
yeah.
It's so difficult for me to be like, okay, I'm done after this chapter. Like,
right.
I pretty much am just like, all right, I think I can sleep in on Sunday. Like, let's do this. Yeah.
Let's power through.
Yeah. But I also have recently binged You on Netflix, which is also really good.
Okay. It's the one.
You is the docuseries they made about you and Banana, about like stalking each other and like creepy behaviors. You don't remember starring in that along with your crazy ass wife?
I have not gotten a check, so no, I do not remember being in.
So it's about this guy who is a stalker slash a murderer. I'm still waiting on that from you to come to light, but you know, we'll be patient. And it's just kind of like a psychological thriller type show.
Yeah.
It's good. It just kind of sucks you in because you just cannot believe some of the things that happen.
We'll see. Okay, so I think that this is one thing that is really crazy to me, kind of along those lines. The number of people who are into crime shows, mm-hmm. psychological thrillers,
yes.
like Dateline,
yes.
First 48, all of those shows.
Yes.
It is crazy how into that people are.
Yeah.
Like, there's a whole subset.
Yeah. Type shows, podcasts. I'm into the murder.
But see, like that, I'm just totally on the other side because, like,
it scares you.
It scares me. Yeah. Yes.
Honestly, I have such a wide range of things that I will watch.
Yeah.
Like I was trying to think of my last really three do. Shows I've binged. Okay. One of them was Cheer, which was a docuseries. The other one was You, which was about like murdery, stalkery things.
Okay.
And the third one was Witcher. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
Advertised. It's on Netflix. No. And like, what's so crazy is. I love fantasy too, like, you know, Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings and,
right.
you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's what sort of this genre is, this Witcher show. And as I'm watching it, Hubba asks me, is it good? And I'm like, not really. I mean, like, it was good, but it wasn't good. And it was just kind of like, it sort of drug you along. And he was like, well, why are you watching it?
Because so I started it?
Yes. But like, once I've started a story, it's really hard for me.
Even if it's a bad story.
To back away from it, if I'm in a binge session, and I'm going to talk about the difference about that a little bit later on, but if I'm binging, I'm just kind of like, all right, let's do this. Okay. Yeah, like this past weekend, I read 4 books.
That is so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
And you read every word?
Every single word.
Wow.
Yeah. I know, it's so weird.
That's impressive.
It's because I can do it on my phone. Hubba says he doesn't understand how I can read on my phone, but... Mm. It's the most peaceful way for me to read. And I feel like it just like goes by so quickly.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. So give me your 3 desert island TV shows. You can only watch these 3 shows. You can watch every episode in them, but you can only watch 3 shows the rest of your life on a desert island. What you got?
Okay. TV shows only.
Yes.
Reality or sitcom.
Whatever you want.
Okay.
It's your desert island.
All right. First one I'm going to go with is West Wing.
Okay.
Do you remember West Wing?
No.
Okay. Martin Sheen, Rob Lowe.
Anything with Rob Lowe, you can count me in.
See, I'm also trying to think of like shows that like multiple seasons because I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to watch
it. You don't want to run out. Yeah.
So West Wing would definitely be up there. So well written. It was a spinoff of The American President, the movie.
Okay.
Starring Michael Douglas.
Also never heard of it.
Michael Douglas, Annette Bening, and Martin Sheen was the chief of staff in that movie. Well, then they made it into a miniseries that lasted several seasons, and Martin Sheen became the president.
Okay. All right, so we got the West Wing.
Okay, second one, gosh. probably Billions.
Okay, you're really into Billions.
I love Billions.
How many seasons does that have?
Well, see, it only has two, I guess. And then the next one, one or two, the next one comes out in March. So okay. I gotta wait till March.
So you're good. So you would get your seasons.
Yeah. And then
you have faith that it's gonna go for the long term.
Yeah, I got faith it's gonna go for the long term. And then my last one would be probably Southern Charm.
Okay. I'm shocked you would pick Southern Charm over a housewife show.
Yeah. But Southern Charm is so good.
It's funny.
You've watched it.
Yeah, I've watched it.
Yeah. What about you? What are your three Desert Island
TV shows? Number one, without a doubt, don't want to go anywhere without it, The Office.
Oh, The Office is so good.
I love The Office.
You do.
And not go without it.
And that's a long-running show.
Yeah.
That's a
lot of seasons.
So one of the shows that I am currently binging is Jack Reaper.
Jack Ryan. And you're not binging it because you're here recording this podcast. One of these shows I'm binging, and by binging I mean watching one episode a night before bed with a warm glass of milk. Like, no, bro, it is not binging.
Okay, so that I'm trying.
If you haven't been holding it, having to go to the bathroom for at least 2 hours, you're not binging.
If I can do more than one episode a night, I feel like I'm trying. I'm working towards binging.
Okay,
but Jim from that show is the lead character in Jack Ryan.
Yes,
and it's really good.
I've heard good things about it, but
second show. What's your second one?
My second one is called The Last Kingdom. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's the best way I can think to describe it is like Game of Thrones feel. Like it's that
kind right.
of error.
Yeah.
But
era.
Yeah. And I know this is so controversial. Whenever I say this at our friend's house, the husband is just like disgusted by me. Like, it's better than Game of Thrones.
Really?
The story is so good. And it's based off a series of books. But I love it. I've never recommended it to anyone who hasn't also loved it.
Right. And you did not recommend it to me. So that tells me that there's probably a lot of graphic violence.
Yeah, there's violence in it. You would cry yourself to sleep.
Tara loves the graphic violence series. Like 300, I bet, is a favorite movie of yours.
Oh, that's so weird because I scare so easily.
You really do.
You're
literally scared of like being at home alone.
Yes.
Like staying in your house alone, but yet could watch Dateline or one of these gory shows for.
Yeah, it just does not bother me. I don't know why, but
so
I
weird.
Love it. And then my last one would be Downton Abbey, which is on Amazon Prime,
yes.
which is what I was saying, you know, shout out to Amazon Prime. But I love Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
It's so good. Have you seen it?
No, I have not. It was actually recommended to a friend so we have not gotten into it yet. But didn't they also make a movie?
They did.
Recently? Yes. Did you see the movie?
I actually didn't.
Hmm.
Yeah, but Downton Abbey, Hubba and my dad both pretend that they don't like it, but then they like watch
yes.
every episode.
Yes.
So it's a really good show. Great storyline. Lots of seasons, long episodes. It'd be a great one for the desert island.
Got it. Awesome.
Okay, so I also want to ask you about some weird TV habits. Do you have any weird TV habits? Are you like subtitles on or subtitles off?
Subtitles on.
I'm the same.
100% subtitles of the time. On. And like somebody was over the other day, we were watching, they're like, why do you have the subtitles on? I'm like, well, just.
How else are we going to know what they say?
It is. Yes. And so, yeah, we're subtitles.
Yeah.
But subtitles. There's a lot of people who do not participate in the subtitles.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't either.
You can't hear it without. You cannot hear it without them.
Yeah.
The other kind of like weird TV habit. Actually, I have two weird TV habits. One is kind of what we talked about earlier with Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
I will like finish a show that I don't really like as much if I'm like kind of into it mm-hmm. or, you know, like on a rare occasion. If I'm binging,
mm-hmm.
but if there's a show, for example, Dexter, that I was watching
about a serial killer
as they came out,
mm-hmm.
right? So
they did not come out as seasons.
No,
they came out as individual.
They came out as episodes.
Okay.
And when I got into them, it was still airing. So like you had to watch each episode.
Okay. Which are we going to get into that of the concept of?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, right. We're definitely going to. But what's so crazy is that if I'm binging a show that the season's done, mm-hmm. even if I'm not that into it, I'm going to finish it.
Okay.
With Dexter, I loved that show so much. But when the last like few episodes of the last season came on, I stopped watching.
Wow.
It's almost like I didn't want to accept it was ending or something. And so I was just like, no, I'm done. I'm done with this.
But also here's the trouble when you know a show is coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
Because some shows announce this is the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Then others just don't get renewed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of my struggles is like towards the end, sometimes they get way out there. Like they're just running the show. They're just running out of stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the term, you know, this show has jumped the shark? Okay. So that goes back to Happy Days. Okay. All right. Now we're really going back a ways.
I actually know Happy Days because of Nick at Night.
Okay.
Because Nick at Night was the bomb when I was a kid.
So somebody may correct me this because I actually don't recall ever seeing this episode, but there was one point when Fonzie like jumped a shark with the motorcycle. And so like now that's a like when a show jumps the shark, like that means they've just gone, you know, so far left. That,
right.
Like they've just given up.
They don't accept their fate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about you? Do you have any weird TV habits like that?
I really cannot watch TV with the lights on.
Okay.
Like I, even if, you know, like if it's daytime or night, like I gotta have the lights off. I don't know why. It just, the TV looks better.
Okay.
My other one is I will, in this day and age, I will not watch a show, even a network show. I will not watch it in real time. I DVR everything.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just.
Who watches shows in real time?
I know. But we used to have to.
I'm glad I wasn't alive back then.
Back in the Stone Age.
Yeah.
See, it's funny you say that you're glad that you didn't live during, you know, during the Stone Age that I grew up in.
Right.
Because some of where like my love of TV comes from is because of having to watch like that's so Thursday nights mm-hmm. were like primetime lineup.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Okay.
So, I mean, like the whole family sat down because it's 7 o'clock you had. And of course, this is, you know, but you had the Cosby Show, Family Ties.
Uh-huh.
Growing Pains.
I loved Growing Pains.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So you had those shows, and that would have been like in the mid 80s. But there was just something kind of magical about like you kind of looked forward to, okay, on Thursday, we've got whatever the shows are. So it was just kind of a family event, you know, a lot of times. So, but I can remember, this is going to blow you away. I remember my dad bought a VCR when we were kids,
mm-hmm.
so you could record, you could play, obviously, VHS tapes, but you could also record. The only real like part, the remote had this long cord from it, and you could pause the recording, like, so you didn't have to do the commercials or whatever. But it was like $1,800 for a VCR.
That is crazy.
I know. But then, like,
now a VCR can, like...
Could you
VCR? Now I was going to say now $1,800 can buy you like a badass flat screen TV,
like multiple of them.
Yeah, you could buy 1,000,000 VCRs.
I don't even think you can buy a VCR anymore. But that was just like such a cool time that you had. So then, kind of fast forward from there, you went into like Thursday night was Friends,
uh-huh.
you know, in those shows or whatever.
Yeah,
but. I'm trying to remember what the first show was where the streaming came out in season format.
Oh,
where they released like the entire season. Like that wasn't used to. You had to watch. I mean, it would take 14, 15 weeks to go through a season.
I cannot imagine.
Yeah.
I need all the answers.
Yeah.
I think it's from my lack of patience, which has really turned me into a binge type person.
But now that's kind of the only way they release them now, right? On Netflix.
They
release it season by season.
Mm-hmm.
And what's also cool, too, about Netflix and about Amazon Prime is now you can actually go back and watch shows, network shows,
right.
putting on Amazon Prime.
Yes, exactly.
The Banana are watching Suits currently, which is a great show. Have you seen it?
I think I have seen a couple episodes of Suits.
It's really good. And then...
you guys like old shows.
Yeah. Madam Secretary... with Tay Leone.
I've never seen that either.
It's so good. See, I kind of like the sitcom, or I guess they're not sitcoms. I guess they're like dramatic comedies, I guess.
Sure.
Like that's what I would classify West Wing, Madam Secretary, Suits, those type shows, Billions.
I would say that's like a
dramatic.
Drama. Yeah. For sure.
But it's also got some funny.
Yeah. Like,
you know, it's got.
For sure. Yeah. So do you think that's kind of like your favorite type of TV show?
I think it has
to be. Drama with a little bit of funny.
Yes. Okay. I need some funny, quick wit.
You would choose that over reality TV?
Oh, see, I think that kind of depends on the mood.
Yeah.
I mean.
But if you could only pick one, what would it be?
Probably the dramatic comedies. I know that's hard for you to believe, but I think I probably would.
I mean, I
like a well-scripted show.
That. Yeah. A well-scripted show can really get you into it.
If you're not careful, the problem with reality TV and Bravo they're seeing this and they're kind of working through this. But like, if you're not careful, you start putting out the same product every year.
Sure. Yeah.
We can only handle.
There can only be one Ramona.
Yes. And it's just like, and sometimes, like, I'll be honest, there have been some times I've watched reality shows and been like, I feel bad about myself. Like right. I should not have watched that. Like, that's people. Like,
I'm getting dumber.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't seen a commercial in so long because I have commercial free Hulu. Like, I pay more to not have to see commercials.
Right.
And then Netflix and Amazon.
Well, just recently, so I have Dish. Mm-hmm. Just recently, Dish started a deal where they have this like hopper. You don't pay more for it. But some of the shows, you can skip the commercials. You can tell it like, and then it just does it for you as you're going through the show. But like, I just don't know why the networks would let them do that. That seems like a real kind of slap in the face, but.
For sure.
But yeah, I will not watch a show in real time.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Also, I have to be like super comfortable.
Oh, yeah. You know what is so crazy is like my mom will, like when she's down keeping B for me.
Right.
I'll, you know, leave for work and she'll get dressed. Even if they're not doing anything that day, she'll get dressed in jeans, hair, makeup, blah, blah, blah. So then I get home from work. I cannot take my clothes off fast enough.
Right.
Like I'm walking in the door, throwing my clothes off, and we'll sit down, do dinner, give B a bath, put her to bed, lay on the couch and start watching TV in my sweats or pajamas.
Right.
My mom will still be fully dressed with her shoes on.
Oh,
yeah.
With her shoes on.
I'm like, Mom, why don't you change into something comfortable? Until she goes to bed, she's wearing like her real clothes.
That may be a generational thing. Like that may be a generational thing.
But like if I'm at home, especially if I'm watching TV, I need to be in the cozies.
Oh, yeah.
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 So
what about you? Like what's your.
I would say probably like. I don't even know how to classify it, but any show that's based kind of like in a historical.
Oh,
setting,
yes. Yeah.
That's my jam.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that.
That's more like Turn.
Turn, Downton Abbey, yeah. Last Kingdom.
I also enjoy those. I guess also what I like about the dramatic kind of comedies is that the only thing that I struggle with sometimes with the historical ones, kind of got to keep it moving.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little slow.
Some of them can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to kind of keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But all that to say, you know, this whole concept of being able to watch whatever a season is, 12, 15, 20 episodes.
Depending, yeah.
For them to be able to drop those, you know, at midnight and you get to watch all of it like at once and just go straight through it. I don't know. Part of me is like, yes, that's awesome. Then part of me like just remembers like when I was a kid, just being able to have the anticipation of, I can't tell you how many to be continued shows. I mean, they used to do that a lot, you know, where they just cliffhang.
F that noise. Right. Yeah. No, you think my anxiety is bad now. Imagine if I had to wait week to week for my shows.
Yeah.
It'd be out of control.
Did you ever get into soap operas?
No, not at all.
Yeah. Some people are into them. Some people are not. I mean, I was not.
But. I can't. What's so funny is I have a really good friend who loved All My Children.
Is that one of the ones that's no longer on?
I have no idea. But she watched it pregnant.
Yeah.
And my goddaughter, it was Marissa, goddaughter, when she was a baby, like the intro music would soothe this kid.
Yeah.
She would just like sit in her little pain basket and watch All My Children. And I was just like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so my mom tells a story that my sister's kind of in that similar vein. So Dallas, the show Dallas, came on at 9, I think. My mom would only let them stay up just long enough to hear the intro music, and then they had to go to bed. Like, nice. that was their, so they remember
it's like
that
a little finally. Alarm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed to admit this, but I'm embarrassed to admit 90% of the stuff we talk about on this podcast, so here we go. If I saw that Netflix had put out a show, Dracula. It's like brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, that's my jam. It's old. It's fantasy. Like, I can't wait. I could not watch it. You know how the previews come on now before you like click on it?
Mm-hmm.
Because Dracula was not hot. And I was like, I don't want to get invested into a show where the guy's not hot. Like, for Witcher, it was like Henry Cavill was the main star. So I was like, sign me up. And then Alexander Draymond is the lead in
Which Last we know Kingdom, is which we know is
my boo. So I was so disappointed because I didn't think Dracula was hot. So I haven't even started it. Why not?
That's crazy. You know, another one of my TV habits, I've got to have some kind of covers.
Yeah, I need fuzzy blanket.
Yeah. When I'm watching TV, like I gotta have a fleece blanket to.
Sure.
It's just like part of it.
All of those are respectable. Yeah. I could watch TV at your house.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You have watched TV.
The subtitles, the blankets. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. So the last kind of TV genre I want to talk about, because both of us are big fans, the stand-up game. Stand-up comedy.
And that also, Netflix and Amazon Prime and all the streaming services, what they have done for stand-up comedy is unbelievable.
For sure.
Because used to, the only way you could watch stand-up was on HBO. Mm-hmm. Maybe Showtime had some, but HBO like had the comedy specials.
Right. Well,
so now you have, the world is your oyster when it comes to stand-up.
So what are your big stand-ups right now that you're liking on?
I will watch and I will rewatch Dave Chappelle like once a month.
We know you're a Dave Chappelle fanboy at this point in the pod.
I'm also a fan, and I'm going to screw this name up, Eliza Schlesinger.
Okay.
Have you watched any of her stuff?
I've watched one. I wasn't like a huge fan.
Yeah. Here's the problem with stand up. There is no consistency. Mm-hmm. You can love one yes. stand-up that somebody does, and then you can hate everything else they do.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it is, there's no consistency. The Banana is a huge, and speaking of that, The Banana is a huge Cat Williams.
Oh, yeah. She loves him. She's seen him live.
Two or three times. Yeah. Yeah, I think. But his last one.
No good.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. So the stand-up game is hard.
Yeah.
What about you? Who you've got?
I love Jim Gaffigan. I've never seen him do anything that I have not thought is hilarious.
Yes, he is very funny.
I love Bill Burr. I also think he's hysterics.
Yes.
And then I recently just watched, I'm gonna mess up his name too. It's new on Netflix. The name of it is called The New One. And his name is Mike Birbiglia.
Birbiglia?
Yeah.
Okay.
And when...
Is he the one that sings and does all the crazy dramatic...
No. But I think what's so funny is when Hubba first put this on for me, I was like, I hate this. Like, his voice is so, it's almost like he's trying to recite poetry and you're like, is this part of it? Or is this just your voice?
Is he just weird?
So weird. But he got into his story where he talks about this crazy sleeping disorder that he has.
Yeah.
Where he has to be like zipped into a sleeping bag. It's so bad. And
what?
Yes, it's the craziest thing. And then he talked about having a kid.
Yeah.
And all of the shit that you have to buy.
Yes.
Like baby product.
Yes.
I was laughing so hard. It's probably the hardest I've laughed in a while.
Wow.
So that's one I really recommend for people to watch.
Speaking of that, of like all the crap you have to buy, I had a friend right after the kids were born, and he said, you know, when you pack up the car, you can either go to the grocery store or an African safari. It's the same amount of shit you got to pack.
It is. It's the same amount of shit.
It's so crazy. Did you know Jim Gaffigan was in a sitcom?
I did know that.
It was My Boys, I think was the name of it. And it had a female lead, and then like, and he was her brother.
Okay.
And there was like three other guys or whatever. Also, before I forget, Cedric the Entertainer as for stand-up.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He is good. And Kevin Hart, too. I love his specials.
Kevin Hart is
hilarious.
Kevin Hart's really good. You know, he's got a Netflix docuseries out.
Binged it.
What did you think? I only watched like the first two
episodes. I liked it.
Was it? Yeah. You liked it? I just watched the first two episodes.
No, it's good. I don't know. I mean.
Did you watch anything?
I liked it. I don't, like, you're looking at me like, okay, so we're recording right now and I'm sitting and Matt is standing up. So like, I can't tell if he's like trying to tell me something with his weird lingering look or.
Lingering look?
Yeah, you're looking at me like, I'm saying like, I liked it. And you're like, just staring at me. Like, I didn't like it. Like, what's going on here?
I'm waiting for you to expound on your answer.
No, I mean, it was okay. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing about when you, like when someone asks you, oh, is that good? Like TV is so subjective.
So subjective.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I can think something is hilarious and amazing. Like, oh, you guys have to watch it. And then someone's like, it was okay. And I'm like, you have really bad taste.
Yeah, it is rude.
And you're the worst. I know. Hate recommending stuff to you, yes, because you take forever to watch it. And I'm like, okay, want to talk about this.
But also, since Tara does not have network TV, one of my other responsibilities is, so yesterday she called because the new season of Vanderpump Rules came out,
yes,
on Tuesday, maybe. Uh-huh. So Tara calls yesterday, and effectively, like, I had to transcribe.
I need the synopsis.
Yeah.
The thing
28
is,
minutes later.
I want to understand all the memes, but I don't want to have to watch any of the shows. So I need Matt to give me the lowdown.
Speaking of memes, have you seen that, like, did you watch the Ricky Gervais opening of the Golden? Okay,
yes.
So did you?
And I thought it was hilarious.
It was so funny. Did you see that Tom Hanks, like, is now, like,
yes,
his
he's
face?
The new
he's
meme.
The new meme.
Yeah, he's the meme of 2020. Yeah. I love any kind of comedy where, like, people get unrighteously offended.
Yes.
Like, sit down. Yeah. Like, just let us enjoy something for once. It's a joke.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing, is like, why are we in such a touchy society that we cannot just just enjoy something for what it is? It's just
everything is offensive.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to get to the point. Hubba and I put on this show the other day to fall asleep to. It actually had Ricky Gervais in it. And it was called, like, the invention of the lie or something like that.
Really?
And it was about how everyone said the truth and exactly what was on their mind. No one had evolved to have the ability to lie. And so there are movies and TV shows where people just literally tell, like, sitting in a chair telling some past historical event. That is what we're going to get to if people do not get the stick out of their ass,
right,
and let us enjoy something without being offended.
Yes.
Like, it's ridiculous.
And that's the part, too, is I think you can watch something, laugh, think it's funny, and not that you're, like, making a political statement.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing, is, like, you can laugh and go, okay, that's funny. Like, that's entertaining.
Yes.
But
laughing at yourself and laughing at others is, like, the basis of all humor and comedy.
Right. Yes.
So, like, you guys need to chill.
Yeah. The Ricky Gervais stand-ups are really, really good, but there's one that is really, really, really good. Gosh, I wish I could remember the name of it, but he's funny, but yeah, he just doesn't care.
Yes, and Ricky Gervais and, like, comedians, and it's so funny because I feel so strongly about this because I kind of identify with it being, like, a cheer coach. Like,
cheer coaches and comedians. This is we're drawing a parallel.
Let me explain. So comedians are equal opportunity making fun of people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they're
no one is safe.
Nobody is safe.
Right.
And that's how it should be. Like, we're
including
we're,
themselves.
Including themselves.
Yeah.
We're all supposed to laugh at this crazy little thing called life. With being a cheer coach, it's like, I do not hate anybody's child.
Right.
And I do not love with all of my being anybody's child. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're all here
right.
the same amount. So it's kind of like, come on, you guys. Like, just chill. Just relax.
Yeah. No, I think stand-up is one of the... First of all, I have such admiration for stand-up comedians. Because you go on stage, and especially when you're starting out, I mean, the crowds are so... Especially, like, at comedy clubs.
Yeah.
You see the people that we see now go to a Cat Williams show or a Dave Chappelle show, whatever.
Sure.
I mean, these people are selling out arenas. Like,
they
don't really have hecklers
at
that point.
Yeah.
But when they were first starting out in these comedy clubs that seat, 300 people, and you got people screaming at you, know, whatever. Like, that is a...
You know, that's my biggest pet peeve is, like, if I go to a comedy show and somebody is, like, sitting in the front row with their arms crossed, like, they're not going to laugh. I'm like, why did you just
buy
a ticket?
Why did you buy a ticket? Yeah.
Like, even if the comedian is, like, not great, I'm going to have enough drinks where I'm going to laugh because I'm there to laugh.
Yeah.
I'm there to have a good time. I hate when people can't just relax and understand what the point of this is, you know?
Okay. So how long, here's an interesting question for you. How long will you give a stand-up routine, if you start watching one, how long will you give it before you turn it off?
Less than 10 minutes if I'm not into it.
Yeah, that's, I'm probably not even 10 minutes. Like, and you know, like, there's some that I really want to like, and then I'm just like, man, come on. Like,
and that's the thing with this Mike Birbiglia guy. If Hubba wouldn't have already seen it and been like, you just have to wait, I would have turned it off ASAP Rocky.
Right.
But I'm so glad I didn't. So
well,
glad.
It's funny you say that because somebody recommended a movie to me one time. I think it was called Little Miss Sunshine. I think it was the name of the movie. It won an Oscar. And they said, you have to finish the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no matter what, right. if you're going to start it, you have to finish it.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Sure enough, you spend an hour and probably 40 minutes of this movie wondering why you're wasting this time. The last 2 minutes of the movie, like, I mean, it just is, it's all worth it. Like,
that's so crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is so crazy. But I mean, if the person had not told me, like Hubbard said, you got to watch this, I would have absolutely turned it off like within the first, 10 minutes. But
right. Honestly, I think it would be really hard for the Shallow Squad to recommend something to me on Netflix that I haven't already seen. But well, I'm still going to put out that request.
Challenge. I think they're up to the challenge.
I mean, please, y'all. Like, don't come at me with like some little kid show bullshit. Like, no, I haven't seen that. And don't come at me with The Grinch, because I have seen that plenty of times. But I love finding a new TV show.
Yes.
So please hit us up, and then you guys can send all you want to Matt. He's not going to watch them.
That is not true.
It's going to take him 8 years to finish the ones I've sent him.
That is... Yes, it will, because I can't stay up all night. Neither can a lot of our listeners. So like, don't be quite so harsh on everybody. Does Hubba binge with you? Does he?
Nah, he's out. He's out like a light.
Oh,
he'll
okay.
roll over every so often and be like, Tara, go to bed. If I'm reading and I feel him kind of rustling, I will hide my phone.
You're just like,
yeah, I'll hide it and like pretend I'm asleep, because I know he's checking to see if I'm still up reading.
Okay.
But so, if the TV's on, I'm screwed, because okay. it's like, oh, hey.
So, okay, well, this is another question. So if you as a couple, and this is probably a little bit hard for y'all because he's been in med school, hasn't had a lot of time, but like, where do you lie?
I don't wait for him to watch shows, if that's what you're going to ask.
But if you were watching a show together, uh-huh. are you going to cheat and watch yes. an episode?
100%. I would never finish a show. Never. Hubba is known for falling asleep within 10 minutes of the TV being on. He's like known for that. And if there was some show that he was like, no, like we have to watch this together, I'm going to stay awake and watch every episode, I would just pretend, act surprised every time, like when a new episode.
You are so savage.
Yeah.
We do have an understanding. Now, I have a couple of shows that I watch that the banana really doesn't care about. But we, yeah, once we kind of start one together, we stick it out together. That's also why... I can't binge. I probably could binge a lot better if it wasn't for her. She's really holding me back.
Yeah. You're so romantic.
She just can't stay up very late.
Yeah.
She's kind of a wimp. I mean, she like is 9:30. She's like, she's kind of like Hubba.
She's like a small child.
Yes.
To be put to bed.
Yeah.
Tucked in.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's good. All right, so Shallow Squad, send us your recs.
Yes.
Let us know.
We're here for it.
And watch all of the shows I talked about, because they're pretty good.
Yes.
Except for Witcher, which is just okay.
I guarantee you somebody else can be like, yeah, I did that too. Okay, Tara, it's your favorite part of the program.
I hate that.
What are you hating this week?
Okay, I have two. One of them is super short, though. I just want to mention. So right now I have like 5 ulcers in my mouth, and it's so hard to talk. And I do this to myself whenever my anxiety gets really out of control. Yeah. I just like bite on my mouth, and so I have to like put all this numbing cream on it, and it's miserable, and I don't know why I do this, and I hate that. It's so bad. So I don't know if anyone has any tricks or tips, or I mean, I don't know if I need to put a wooden stick in my mouth when I get really anxious, but it's so bad.
Have you done this your whole life, or is this just like an adult thing?
I've done it my whole life.
Really?
Since I was a kid.
But you know, there's like, I've heard of a number of like similar situations where like people will like pluck their eyebrows, you know.
Oh my God,
like,
thank God it hasn't gotten to that.
You know, or like even like their eyelashes, like, yeah. You know, I mean, it kind of takes form in something, yes. You know, and I'm sure, you know, I wish Stephanie was here. She could probably tell us why.
Stephanie, I should have asked you about this in the last episode. I just wanted to mention that I hate that, because it's like on my mind as we're recording. But the second thing that I hate, which it kind of, what made me think of it was, we kind of were talking about like murder shows.
Yes.
People are like uh-huh. really into murder.
Right.
And it seems to me like it's a female thing. Like a lot of my female yes. friends are into the murder thing.
Yes. Not just murder, crime.
Crime.
Murder. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I read this article the other day that like the number one thing men are afraid of is being humiliated. And the number one thing that women are afraid of are being a victim of a violent crime.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And
that's
so
interesting.
it's so crazy that like those two are the like the number one fears and they could not be further apart from each other.
Yeah.
And so this week I have had two instances where one of them I was walking to the bathroom and I was in at my office and I was walking out. Our bathroom is right outside one of the doors in our building. So you kind of leave my whole office area to go to this joint bathroom that's shared with another company.
Got it. Right.
So kind of like your
yes, common area. Yeah.
So the postman who's been delivering our mail for 2 years and I see, you know, kind of daily.
Yeah.
He's leaving that direction. That's the way he goes out to his truck. He is a gentleman and lets me go before him. And so the bathrooms kind of face the wall and then there's a water fountain sort of tucked in right in between them. So I start going to the bathroom mm-hmm. and he starts like to follow me. Mm-hmm. But I realize he's going to the water fountain.
But for a split.
But for the panic that I felt in that moment,
right.
Like it was genuine fear. And it was just, 2 seconds.
Right.
And I just thought, I hate that. As women, we have to feel scared for our safety constantly.
Yes.
And then in my garage at my apartment is broke. And the other night, B and I came home really late. I was leaving the gym.
Right.
And a car followed me in and we had to park on the third level, which I don't live at, but the parking below was taken. Full. I'm getting out of my car and I have my bags and this man gets out of his car and he just kind of like starts lingering in front of his car, like staring at the front end. And I'm so hyper aware of my surroundings that I think, okay, I need to get inside because I don't know who this guy is. And it doesn't really make sense why he's just still standing there.
Right.
So I like grab my daughter and, you know, one bag and I start walking inside and he just stares at me the whole time walk in.
That is so weird.
Yes. And so I was going to go to the stairwell to go downstairs and I was like, well, I don't want him to know I don't live on this floor. So I like beeped myself in, closed the door and like ran to the elevator in my luxury apartment
complex. Yes.
That I pay an incredible amount of money for.
Yes. This is a very nice place.
Yes. In a very safe area, but it's just like, it's so uncomfortable sometimes being in your skin as a woman because you're scared for your safety constantly. So I know that's like a little deep, but that's what I'm hating this week.
Yeah. It's what's on your mind.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. What about you, Matt? What are you hating? Hopefully something funny since I just ranted for a bit.
Okay. Well, it's actually not. so I'm not gonna be able to land you with the assist here, but
damn,
I am hating that. Most all of my friends are in this 40-ish age group.
Uh-huh. The 30-40 club.
Yes. So I am like going to just start staying home because I have had more friends get injured in the last like 2 weeks. I got a buddy that fell off a roof.
Damn.
He was up on the roof adjusting like the TV antenna, fell off the roof. Got another one had to have shoulder surgery.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like injury city right now in the friend circle. And so I am thinking about like living in a padded room. It's just something that
I think you should live in a padded room, but not for the reasons that you're suggesting.
I was watching one of my favorite like sports shows or whatever. And he was talking about, he was like, at my age, like I threw my back out sneezing, you know, like, and that's the point that I feel like that my friend circle is getting to. And no one wants to acknowledge this, but that's kind of where we are is like we're at the point where we're throwing our back out sneezing.
You're struggling.
I had a friend that literally went to hand like a juice box to their kid in the back seat and dislocated their shoulder.
Damn.
he grabs something and he just like. Turn your body.
It's I
like,
do that daily.
Okay, he did it and dislocated his shoulder. I mean, like it just.
That's crazy.
This is what happens.
Wow. Yeah. That really bums me out.
I know.
That's a good thing to hate, though.
This is what you have to look forward to.
All right, shall we give some Shallow Squad member a little bit of love?
Let's do it.
Our shout out for today is Miss Sam.
Yes.
Miss Sam.
Yes.
Not to be confused with Mr. Sam.
Okay.
So this girl. We actually met at my very short term in law school and she's just one of those like bad bitches
yes.
who does not give a fuck.
No.
Just does not.
Whatever she is thinking.
Yes.
She will say it.
She's going to say it. And she has always been so supportive of, you know, other women, but especially this show.
Yeah.
She was there for it from the jump.
Right.
She listened. She rocks the gear. So, Sam, I see you. We hear you. We appreciate you.
Very nice.
Thank you for being a founding member of the Shallow Squad.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. All right, Matt. I guess that's all the TV nonsense we can script today.
Yep. And don't forget to hit us up with all your recommendations.
Yes.
And your reviews, your critiques of your shows that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, we may sound shallow, but the depth is real.
And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Deeply Shallow Podcast.
And like Deeply Shallow Podcast on Facebook.
Hey, Tara, we've really enjoyed our podcast experience, but I think we would both agree that creating and launching a podcast is way more than just recording content. We had no idea how much technology could help or hurt a podcast. I mean, we could be spending hours on editing, audio quality, uploading to a hosting service, just to name a few.
Totally agree. We interviewed several companies and couldn't be happier with Riley and his team at Podigy. Their skills, passion, and professionalism have proven to be the best partners for us.
Yeah, that's podigy.co, podigy.co. Right now, they're offering 25% off first month services for new podcasters.